Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there as well and checking it out. If you forget the name of my show and our brand, just if you remember my name, Jim Blasingame, put a .com on that. That works too. And it gets you to the same place, and you can do lots of things there on our website and on any amount of time that you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We've got something for you there, including the incredible body of work that Leslie Kossoff has deposited with us over the years, over the almost 10 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And you can go back and listen to all the things she and I've talked about. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Leslie is, as you know, is the author of Executive Thinking, also Executive Field Guides, which is kind of what we're working out of right now. Leslie, we're talking about quality. Recently, you've been talking about what you call the four quality realities. And I think small business owners could use a little quality reality check. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, as you say, there are four that I've found consistently, and I'm talking over decades, as far as organizations are concerned, both in understanding quality and in its implementation. The first one is that no executive or business owner ever wants to admit that they don't have a high-quality organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's anathema to
right.
think that you're mediocre. Oh, for God's sake. And so
tell me how you would define yourself. Quality service.
If you're providing quality service, then first and foremost, your customers are not complaining.
Right.
Secondarily, your customers are speaking to colleagues of theirs and generating business for you. So there's a viral mm-hmm. component to what it is that you're doing that simply grows your business on its own, and that when you send your sales reps out to new customers, they already know you because your reputation is so solid.
Right, right.
Okay? So it's that kind of reputation that there isn't any question, that there aren't any odd little stories, unless it's an odd story that comes with a solution that everyone was so impressed by.
Well, but this thing about not wanting to admit that they don't have a high quality organization, you know, nobody, as you say, nobody wants to admit that. And if you say, well, give me evidence of it, that's when we come back to this thing about, well, when things break, we fix them right away. And they still don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. Too often they don't. And in fact, and a business owner can just stand and look at his own organization and say, gee, this doesn't work as well as I would like, and he has finally identified one of the mm-hmm. components of not having the level of quality in his organization that he wants.
I think I may have said this the last time you were here, but I hope I did, because I'm going to say it again. Folks, if you're wondering if you have a quality organization, ask yourself this, two questions. How much drama is there in doing our business that's unnecessary? How much crisis management do I see when I see my business or organization functioning? How much drama and how much crisis do we have? If you have any level of either one or both of those, you don't have a quality organization. What do you think, Leslie?
I would agree with that, and I'm going to add my question onto that, which is, would I want to do business with me?
Yeah.
Because if there's any aspect of the business that is entailing, as you say, problems, crises, all of that, then the answer is going to be, no, I really wouldn't want to do business with me. And that then becomes the driver of what it is that you want to create as a quality organization.
Right, right.
Okay?
Let's talk about the second reality.
The second one is one that is counterintuitive. Because the second one is that quality is actually not based on what your customers are telling you they want. And the reason why that's the case is because your customers can only tell you what they've experienced elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you really have quality nailed, you are wowing them on a regular basis mm-hmm. with the answers to questions they didn't even know they had.
Mm-hmm.
So as you look at your business and other businesses, and this is one of the most important aspects of broadening your view as a business owner, there's such a tendency, particularly for small business owners, to say, well, but this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whatever the rest of the whole of business landscape is doing, but that's because they do what they do. That's not what we do. Look at absolutely every opportunity for a customer experience and see how you can bring in, if not that exact capability, that sensibility into
mm-hmm.
your company.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and my best example is always Amazon.com, because who asked for an online retailer? No one.
Yeah,
no
if, you,
one
if you said, if you walked up to somebody,
Jesus came up with.
Before Amazon, if you walked up to somebody and said, how many books would you like to buy online? You would have said none.
Exactly.
Because you never had a chance to do that before.
And it would never occur to you that you could.
Yeah. It's like, I've used this example two or three times in the last few months. When I worked for Xerox, we had a machine that was an automatic duplexer, mm-hmm. two-sided copying, and in the late 70s, and nobody else had one, had ever invented one. And we started out asking people, how much two-sided copying do you do? And they said none, mm-hmm. because they weren't able to. So that was the wrong question.
No. It's true, but
yep.
there you are. There you know, no one asked the people inside of Xerox to figure
yep.
out how to make a two-sided copier.
Right.
But if even at that point, especially late 70s, you had been able to start selling it, think of all of the trees that could have been saved.
That's what you asked them. That was the question we
yep.
wound up asking them.
How would you like
to cut your paper orders expenses in half? And
that got
some attention. We sold some machines. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Leslie Kossoff. She's calling us from Paris, France. We're back. It's 7 till. Little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Time is Tight, by the way. Still a great classic instrumental. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. She is the author of the Executive Field Guides. And Leslie, by the way, Leslie's in Paris. She's our good friend in Paris and talking to us all the way from across the pond on quality. Leslie, you've developed these Executive Field Guides to help small business owners to a great degree, not just small business owners, but they're really written in a way that small business owners can really understand the quality processes you always have in plain English. But you've developed these. I want you to tell us a little bit about what your plan is.
What I want to do, and the reason that I wrote these, is because what I realized is, first of all, very few executives or business owners have the time to sit down with a book any longer and just, you know, read and then go implement,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work that way, and there are too many years of failure of that, frankly.
Right.
And
right.
So what I did was I created this series of 8 guides specifically on every aspect of quality. So if you have a quality initiative and it's not working quite right, I've got a troubleshooting guide. If
right.
you're looking at developing your executives and managers toward being high quality, managers, I've got one on that. There's even the first one is just simply on understanding quality, so you understand what it is you're getting
right.
into. Every aspect of the whole process, I've got you covered, and they don't have to be read in order. They can be very targeted,
right.
and they're inexpensive, very honestly, because that was the other thing I was concerned about. I wanted to set a price point that would be accessible to anyone, and so, you know, depending on what it is that you need, you can buy the set of 8, you can buy one or two.
And how do they find those?
On my website, thank you. My website is kossoff.com, which is spelled K-O-S-S like Sam, O-S-S like Frank.com. And if you go to publications, you'll find the link for the Executive Field Guide.
So go to kossoff.com, click on publications, and find out how they can buy the executive Field guides.
The field guides. Yeah, and it's just, you click on the purchase and they're PDF downloads and I send them right off to you.
Is there a discount if you buy all eight of them?
Yes, in fact, there is. And that's something that if, thank you for mentioning that, because that's something that after I set up the web page, I thought, well, wait a second. And so if, in fact, any of your listeners are interested in buying all eight, send me an email. Go to the contact and send me an email, and then I'll give you the price on the all eight, because that's a different thing.
Yeah, good. Good deal. We appreciate that. Well,
Thank you.
Always negotiating for my folks. You know that.
Let's
get
You're
back.
Good.
Folks, it's plain English, which is ironic since she's in France, but it is. It's plain English, and much to the French's chagrin that she does that. But anyway, it is really very understandable, as you can tell from what Leslie talks about. So I encourage you to check those out at Kossoff.com. Leslie, let's talk about the third quality reality.
What I'd actually like to do is combine the third and fourth, because they really speak to one another. And the third one is that, very honestly, and this is my history of decades, most quality initiatives fail, but they don't have to. Yeah, they do. And in fact, there was recent research that showed 71% of change or quality initiatives fail.
It takes a lot of discipline, doesn't it?
It is. It is discipline, and it's also understanding that it's not just deciding you're going to implement Lean or Six Sigma or the Toyota manufacturing system, and it certainly isn't about hiring consultants to come in, spend a load of money, and then have it ultimately fail because it's not sustainable.
Right.
And that's what the fourth reality is that there will be costs involved, but the costs actually should be very, very minor.
And it really should be an investment instead of a cost, shouldn't it?
Well, it is an investment, definitely. But the actual physical, I am writing a check costs for a quality initiative should be very low, because it comes more in better direction and use of your employees' time.
Right.
Again, the field guides are designed so you and your management group understand what it is that they need to do to guide the organization through it and get the results you want. And the more that it's done internally, the more that you are self-generating and self-perpetuating the initiative,
right,
the more it becomes embedded and the more sustainable and profit-generating it is.
Isn't, as we wrap up, Leslie, isn't the best way to think about success with a quality initiative, developing a quality process in your organization, to think about it as a journey, not a destination?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, you got to think of, folks, don't think of it as I'm going to knock a home run or kick a field goal, make a touchdown. It's a process. It's a journey. Leslie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget those publications at Kossoff.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.